All right, it's 4:37 on KRDO's Afternoon News. We want to switch gears right now and go to the KRDO news line and visit with ABC News correspondent Mark Remillard, who's live in Minneapolis. And I'll tell you, Mark, you've been doing such a great job with following this trial. It has been a long and very emotional trial. How was closing arguments today, and what is expected in the next couple of days?
Well, thank you for your kind words. Closing arguments today was much longer than I think most people anticipated it was going to be. This really took almost a full day. The court began today with some jury instructions from the judge and then the closing arguments. And the prosecution took about an hour and a half, and then they took a quick break, and the defense went. And the defense went much longer than I anticipated they would, going over 2.5 hours to deliver their closing statements. And in fact, the judge even interrupted them so they could take a lunch break. And they came back. Eric Nelson, the defense attorney, finished his arguments, and then the prosecution had a brief rebuttal. Then there was a couple housekeeping things, and then the jury went to begin deliberating. And they could be deliberating as late as 8:30 p.m. Eastern tonight, so 7:30 p.m. local time. So, yes, it was a very long day in court today, and now the work begins. And every day going forward, this jury is going to be sequestered, going from a hotel back to the court and working all day from 9 a.m. local time to 7:30 p.m. local time, if needed, until they reach a verdict.
And it is amazing, the longer the verdict goes and the emotions start to build from the people outside the courtroom, it is amazing what the downtown area looks like. Give us kind of a sense of what the streets are looking like right now as people wait for this verdict.
Yeah, so over the last couple of days, it's been pretty quiet in the downtown area. And around the court, there's a lot of visual signs that, you know, there's the concern about security. The courthouse is entirely wrapped in security fencing, concrete barricades, barbed wire. On the other side of that fencing, members of the National Guard surrounding the government complex. Many of the office buildings in the immediate area are boarded up on the ground floor level, where obviously many of them have that kind of modern glass facade. So they've put up plywood to cover that. Many of the restaurants in the downtown area temporarily closed in anticipation of this. Minneapolis schools are going to close later this week, starting Wednesday, for in-person learning. They're going to go back to remote learning for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in anticipation of concerns around this verdict. And then I think outside of the downtown area, it's not too dissimilar. I was up in northeast Minneapolis last night, and there's an area where there's kind of a main road with a lot of different shops and things like that that you could go walk around in. And on each block, there's a Hummer and two members of the National Guard, every block going down this main street area. And so National Guard is certainly a presence that you see around here.
Yeah, it's definitely something we're going to be following closely, and we have the right man on the job. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. We'll look forward to following the developments as they come forward and get what the jury is going to come up with. Thanks again, Mark. We appreciate your time.
My pleasure. Thanks.